Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Up There Day Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, March 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBAT prices were May corn up a penny, May wheat up 4¾ cents, and May beans up a penny. Currently, we've got the dollar down 21 ticks, back under 96 cents. Crude oil is up 25 cents a barrel. Dow looks open up 100 higher. Gold and silver are up. The bonds are down almost 0.2 basis points. Wheat higher again overnight in Minneapolis. We were up a couple of cents in the May contract. Chicago and Kansas City both up about 4 cents. I think it's a reaction to the cold, wet weather. We're still seeing the flooding in Nebraska, the wet weather in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas. And the weather is, you know, certainly the water is heading south. So I think we're getting a little bit of play here that maybe the spring wheat's having trouble getting in the ground and the winter wheat is getting soaked out pretty bad. Are we going to see a big shift of beans into corn with the wet weather? Probably not, but I still think we're going to try to get 2 million acres more corn planted and 2 million less acres of beans planted when it's all said and done out here. We didn't see any export announcements this morning. Every day that we don't see that, you know, becomes a little bit more concerning out here. There's been no real talk about the trade deals. It certainly looks like it's moving toward a back burner, with some people saying April, some people saying May. It doesn't look great out here, so that puts the market on defensive. The only real positive out here, the funds are short, maybe 200,000 corn, maybe 60,000 beans, maybe 60,000 wheat. So if we can get a spark, and we can get the funds to cover, that would certainly be helpful out here. But for the time being, I don't see that spark. The weather looks to be improving slightly. There's a few little showers in Nebraska today, but it looks warmer and drier over the next couple of weeks, which could help the situation dramatically. But there's been a lot of damage out there, not only the land, but the brick and mortar. We see a lot of damage to the silos and sheds and all kinds of storage facilities. I don't know whether they're going to be able to save all that grain, not that it's going to be a game changer out here, but there's been quite a bit of damage out here. When it comes right down to it, if the weather stays cold and wet, the market can certainly rally, but it's, in my opinion, 30 days too early to be worried about it. If we get a Chinese trade deal, the market's going to rally. Without either of those two things, I think the pros are going to be looking to sell the rally if we get a short covering rally by the funds out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.